This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Ergonomic excellence waiting for you. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Right before I, well, you know what, I'll talk about that at a later time. It's just me griping. Let's talk about this instead, because I've never, ever, ever had to tell anyone, and I've never had anyone tell me, that they've got too much ammunition. Not in a combat zone, not in a civil disaster, not even in peacetime. Never, ever. And I've never lived through a time when our governing class was so deeply corrupt, so completely foolish, and so dangerously focused on the perpetuation of their own power, that it risked bringing down everything we have built, not merely in the United States, but in the entire West. Because as we go, everybody goes. Now, if you have been watching the news, you probably are saying to yourself, what can possibly come next? And your best answer for all of those is to buy ammo. Buying ammo is a no-lose proposition. Look at the worst thing that happens if you buy more ammo is that you have more ammo. And plus, much of our consumer ammo is made by hardworking Americans, and many of those ammo makers are located in red states where the right to keep and bear arms is celebrated and respected. So you're helping fellow conservative Americans, and that's good. And you're infuriating people like that sanctimonious Second Amendment hating incompetent. And just pick any of them, you know, pick any of them. But of course, buying ammo presumes you have already fulfilled your duty as a law-abiding, able-bodied American citizen, and you have sufficient firearms for the defense of yourself, your family, your community, and your Constitution. Because believe it or not, all of that is your duty. Now, recently, we see a bunch of new gun buyers going out there for the first time ever. They finally decided to visit a local gun seller and do what they put off for far too long and transition from, you know, the sheep to the disciplined wolf. A bare minimum, and one of the reasons I don't have as many guns as I could, is I always go by the bare minimum. A bare minimum is a handgun and a long weapon per adult. And you can call that a good start. And while you can really efficiently carry only two weapons at once, when everything breaks loose, you're going to have friends who were the grasshopper to your aunt and did not prepare for the winter. So you may wish to share, you know, James Yeager carries an extra gun in a lot of cases, not to do the New York reload, but to arm a bystander. You may wish to share the contents of your armory with them when the time comes. Keep in mind that the only thing in a gunfight that's better than having a black combat rifle is having your buddy there to provide supporting fire with a black combat rifle. And, of course, don't forget training. Malpractice with a weapon is a bad thing, particularly when the foolishness of our leaders has led to the kind of chaos where hospitals are deserted and antibiotics are hard to come by. When I was in the military, I was a training NCO, and I oversaw the weapons training for an entire company of soldiers. And well, you got to get out there and you got to find their weak points. You got to find good instructors if you're going to go beyond basic rifle marksmanship. A lot of things involved in that. But I'm a big fan of weapons training. You need to learn safety. You also need to learn how to hit what you're shooting at. That is important. Don't be like the gang banging side shooting Nimrods in Democrat inner cities who can't hit the other scumbags they're shooting at and instead take out nice ladies walking home from church. Having a lot of ammo on hand facilitates a lot of training. Now, many of our urban liberal friends will not understand why we insist on ensuring that we have plenty of guns and ammo. They are, not coincidentally, the same urban leftists who don't understand how creating economic and political chaos by screwing up the economy, coddling the crooks, and allowing unrestricted immigration, refusing to defeat our enemies, and frittering away the rule of law all act to determine that this wonderful island of relative peace and stability that we call the United States, how that destabilizes it. The uber beta editor of a well-known leftist website once got onto me for pointing out the fact that civilization walks on a tightrope over a chasm of chaos. Always, always that happens. You know, I was basically told I was nuts for thinking this could all fall apart much faster and much more violently than any of us imagined. But I was not nuts. If we lose electricity for a week, a lot of people are going to be done. In a week. Do you remember the L.A. riots? Do you remember when L.A. was on fire? I do. And when that was happening, police were nowhere to be found. The only people able to stand up and hold on to everything were the Korean guys. It was a looty-shooty time. So, you don't really need a chaos lesson from some tweety femboy. It may not be apocalypse now, but it could be very well apocalypse soon. So, do you think our elite is going to protect you during the next uprising? Because remember, it's a riot only if elite leftists are at risk like they were when Beverly Hills got threatened. It's an uprising if only you are. Do you remember that stand-down order in Baltimore? Do you think the Iranians and our enemies are not? Now, you know, now's a different time. But we had 8 years of this kind of nonsense going on. And, you know, when Team Feckless was in charge, you know, seeing them in inaction, I'm sure a thought about popping off a hot rock or 200 miles above Kansas City to fry all of our wonderful electronic gizmos with EMP probably crossed their minds. A couple days after our logistic networks go down, those urban leftists are going to learn what really constitutes a food desert. And do you think a country that is this politically divided can't devolve into violence? People in Kosovo were pretty sure everything was hunky-dory while Tito was alive. People resolved their differences through the institutions. Then when Tito died and the game changed, in just a few weeks it became very, very, very bad. There are forces in the government today that think they can modify the law unilaterally, justify it with the baffling argument that they, you know, shouldn't have to ask because they're better. They shouldn't have to ask Congress because Congress might say no. Which is, you know, sort of the point of checks and balances. So, what happens if one day, post-Trump, let's say Chelsea gets in office, what happens if when President Clinton, who identified you and me and the 50% of Americans who aren't her supporters as her enemies, decides she gets to make her own laws because she knows better and feels like it? It isn't going to be good. So don't forget, train and buy ammo. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I do like that one. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
What they did was they decided to sit down and said, we're going to figure out the ergonomics issue with gun stocks. Because one size does not fit all. And hence, Boyd's came into being. Check them out, boydsgunstocks.com. I know what has the leftists so hysterical right now, and it's not the separation of kids from their illegal alien parents at the border. If that was the issue, why didn't the Democrats and the Hollywood leftists or the leftist media speak up under Obama? Because this was America's policy for 8 years under Obama. Because, yet not a peep from the leftists whom Obama separated, illegal alien parents from children. And that famous tearjerker photo of young kids in a cage. Did you know that it was taken in 2014 when Obama was president? Funny how the Democrats blamed Trump for Obama's photo. They didn't say a word about it in 2014, but it goes back much further, So much further. It goes back, this became America's policy in 1997 under Bill Clinton. So this policy's been in place for 21 years, and the Democrats never noticed it until now. Until now, under President Donald Trump. Now it's come to their attention. Only now is the pain too much for them to bear. Think for a minute about all of this now. Certainly a tragedy that children are separated from their illegal alien parents. It's a real tearjerker. I get it. No one ever wants to separate children from parents. But aren't children here in the United States separated from criminal parents every minute of every day? An angry female felon from Oklahoma called a national TV show a few days ago. She admitted her crime. Felony drug possession. She took full responsibility. She served 7 years in a federal prison for a nonviolent offense. She was separated from her children for 7 years. Hundreds of thousands of parents convicted of crimes go to prison each year, and they are all separated from their children. Now, the female caller to this TV show was sort of angry that illegal alien criminals feel that they are better than her. And I sort of get that. Why do illegal alien parents deserve a better deal than her? She had kids, and she knew what she was risking. So did they, she argued. The moment they illegally crossed the U.S. border, they knew they were breaking the law and would be separated from their kids if they were caught. That's what happens to people who break the law. So why should we treat foreigners who commit a crime more favorably than American citizens who commit a crime? I think that's a valid point, but it does get, as Billy Mays would say, wait, there's more. Forget comparing American lawbreakers to foreign lawbreakers. Let's compare American military service people to foreign lawbreakers. Don't we have a bunch of American military people say, South Korea, for example, is considered a hardship tour because your family can't go with you. If you didn't know that, I mean, that's the way it was in the 80s. It may not be that way now, but I'd be willing to bet it still is. It is considered a hardship tour. So for a year, if you're serving over there in the U.S. Army, it's exactly 13 months because they give you a month, to come back home on leave. But when, if you're in the Navy, forget it. When you get on a ship, you're not taking your kids with you. You're not taking your family with you. But whether you're even in the Navy, just in the military, you are constantly separated from your children. When my first son was born in 1987 in Germany, first of all, I fell in love with the kid and I wanted to be with him as much as I could, but I was only allowed 20 days to be to help my wife, and then she was expected to go back to work, and I was expected to go into the field. I was in Germany for 3 years, and two of them were in the field. So we did a lot of field exercises in Germany. And so I had to leave my newly born baby boy home. And I didn't like it. But I was in the military. People in the military volunteer to be separated from their kids to defend our freedom. So if that sacrifice is not too much for an American military service person, why is it too much for a foreign lawbreaker? Does the left value the foreign lawbreaker more than the American military person? I've never seen one Democrat, one Hollywood celeb, one leftist journalist protest or shed a tear about military parents being separated from their children. Have you? I mean, I know on YouTube they have the homecomings. I've never seen one Democrat shed a tear or get hysterical over angel moms, mothers whose children were murdered by illegal aliens. That's forced separation. For the rest of your life. These are American moms whose kids were murdered by foreign illegal alien criminals. They will never see their children again. Where are the leftist tears for those? So why now? Why blame Trump for decisions knowingly made by illegal alien parents? Why make this the number one headline in America? And you know, it's very, very simple. Trump is hashtag, if you will, winning. And that's what terrifies the Democrats. That's really why they are so hysterical. Trump's approval rating at Rasmussen is higher than Obama. Trump's approval at Gallup is the highest in his presidency. The approval for the direction of the country is the highest in 12 years. His approval among voters of his own party is now higher than Obama, Reagan, or JFK. It's actually the second highest in history at 88%. And that's why this issue suddenly reared its really ugly head. It is a WMD, weapon of mass destruction. Democrats couldn't care less about kids. They're worried they can't beat Trump. But all is not lost. There is a way to stop this. There is a solution. Build the wall. And no parent will ever be separated from their kids again because they won't be able to get in. Problem solved. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a child separation policy at the U.S.-Mexican border turns into a global controversy, President Trump says this afternoon at the White House,
I didn't like the sight or the feeling of families being separated.
Speaking as he signed an executive order to end that border separation policy, at least for now.
We're going to have strong, very strong borders. but we're going to keep the families together.
The order allows children to remain with their illegal immigrant parents in illegal immigration detention centers for now. Tomorrow, the U.S. House is facing a bill that would provide a longer-term fix for the problem.
We can't enforce our immigration laws without breaking families apart.
That's House Speaker Paul Ryan. That's Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan, and this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
That is one of those things. Rock your stock, rock your gun. It's not just a phrase. It's one of those things that is exactly what happens when you get a Boyd's gun stock. Your weapon is going to take on a whole new meaning, a whole new feel to you, whatever, however you want to put it. And it's going to be a great, great thing. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, one of the things going on right now is that what we have going on with this whole idea that children should not be separated from their parents ever, ever. Especially not illegal alien children. And that's what they are, okay? That's what they are. They are illegal aliens. They're not undocumented migrants. They are illegal aliens. Right? They came here for something free. Let's not get too far up into the old, it's a pretty noble thing they've come. No, let's not do that. Let's not go there because I simply don't believe that. I don't believe they came here for any of this. But what we have going on right now is basically a sort of a psyops meme. For years, decades, the Democrats have been facilitating the invasion of our country by millions of people who are from, as Trump once reportedly described them, really not nice countries. And the constantly cited figure of 11 million, which is a little bit like the often cited figure of 300 million guns, is a joke. It has remained a constant for more than a decade, while new waves of illegal immigrants arrive annually. There are more likely tens of millions of them here. In California, according to the LA Times, July 8, 2015, non-Hispanic whites are now in the minority, having been outnumbered by Latinos, a.k.a. people of color. Very little of that profound shift, demographic shift, is because of legal immigration. This recent wave of immigrants coming from poor countries with repressive backward regimes, as a rule, do not believe in the laws and the importance and the supremacy of the founding document of this country, including the Constitution. And our domestic politics are increasingly manipulated by, and now follow and reflect, this profound demographic shift. So soon, living in the United States could possibly be like living anywhere else in Central America. You know, it could get unfun, shall we say? So, it could be like living in Mexico and Central America. Open borders, the most powerful Democrat in the California legislature. Open borders activist and California State Senate President Pro Tem Kevin De Leon bragged that half his family was in the country illegally, using false documents and eligible for deportation. And now De Leon is wanting to beat Dianne Feinstein and be a U.S. Senator. Many of these separated migrant children who are now being highlighted in the mainstream media as a story that might actually stick to Trump arrive without any experience, skills, or training to prepare them to live in a first world country. As Breitbart reported on June 15th about a visit to the government facility in El Cajon, California, where migrant children were being housed. They're also given toiletries and lessons in hygiene. Literally how to flush a toilet, brush their teeth, and to operate the shower, which some of the children may have never seen in their lives. So the agenda of the Democrats and the open borders advocates is now to push to finish the job and make open borders the legal as opposed to only the de facto status quo. The reason is simple. Millions more illegals mean millions of additional reliable votes for Democrats in their plan to make the United States a one-party socialist country like what they have achieved already in the state of California in less than two decades as a result of an invasion of illegals there, most of whom can now vote. The additional and broader intention of the activists is to decriminalize most crimes so the jails will be emptied of people of color who comprise prison populations far out of proportion to their numbers because they disproportionately commit crime. Particularly crimes committed by people of one race against another. They've already started to do this in California and other states with very unpleasant consequences. An article on June 19th in The Federalist confirms the Democrats' intention to stop punishing crimes committed not only by illegals but by all criminal parents, especially ones who happen to be people of color. Federal supports that a bill introduced the U.S. Senate, the Keep Families Together Act, endorsed by every Democrat in the Senate, would actually prevent federal law enforcement agencies almost anywhere inside the United States from arresting and detaining criminals who are parents having nothing to do with unlawfully crossing the border and seeking asylum. So in other words, they get away. An African-American woman, a black American woman, is eight times more likely than a European-American woman to be imprisoned. Black American women make up nearly half of the nation's female prison population. That's according to Amnesty International. According to a 2014 fact sheet by Rutgers, more than 2.7 million children in the U.S. have an incarcerated parent. That is one in 28 children. Only nine black American children, 11.4%. One in nine African American children, 11.4%. One in 28 Hispanic, 3.5%. And one in 57 white children, 1.8% in the United States, have an incarcerated parent. So the left is now pushing the fake news meme that the non-white minorities, especially American blacks, are locked up disproportionately because of a racist criminal justice system. And the proposed solution, and listen to what I'm about to tell you, because this mirrors what happened with Parkland. This mirrors what they did. They want to go easier on prosecuting crimes committed by people of color and or give criminals a get-out-of-prison free card. So, in other words, no prison for you. It used, you know, in Parkland, it was, we want to stop the bridge from prison or from school to prison. Which was great. Who wouldn't want to do that? But now they're going to do that with the adults, too. In New York, Andrew Cuomo recently engineered restoring voting rights to convicted felons, a partisan, politically driven move that added 35,000 voters to the election rolls. And Cuomo is up for re-election this November. On June 19th, the LA Times reported in an article by Jawed Khalim that Austin, Texas, a progressive city, has declared itself to be the first freedom city in Texas. And that is seen as a challenge to Texas's state law passed last year that forbids localities from declaring themselves sanctuary cities. They're getting sort of uppity there, aren't they? Yeah. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I can't find that. Where's my thing? This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Indeed. I'm going to try to put a video up tomorrow. Right now, YouTube has gone into some real shenanigans with me. They demonetized everything I got. I don't know if they'll allow me to put a video up, but I'm going to shoot a video of one gun, two different stocks. And I'm going to stick that up there tomorrow. Because that ergonomic excellence is just too much not to share. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Years ago, Saturday Night Live was funny. Bill Murray was on it. He did a skit in Spanish titled, ¿Quién es más macho? Fernando Lamas or, Ricardo Montalban. Right now, a new skit at Saturday Night Live could be ¿Quién es más estúpido? Christopher Cuomo or Juan Williams? Now, Juan came out strong and took the lead when he said he did not know about Chappaquiddick. A long-time TV journalist who does not know about Teddy Kennedy, the Lion of the Senate, driving off a bridge and leaving Mary Jo Kopechne to die in the submerged car. But, you know, Christopher Cuomo, he hits above his weight, too. And he's a worthy challenger. And he may have surpassed Juan. Because Cuomo is the Frito of the Cuomo family. He tried to take on the brilliant and fearless Kellyanne Conway regarding the current Dem media obsession with the enforcement of our border laws. And the Dems and media are trying to divert attention also. That's another thing from the IG report of the corrupt Comey investigation of Hillary. which is tied to the corrupt Mueller investigation. And Ms. Conway does not back down from the Cuomo type. She should, you know, she should be the attorney general, not Jeff Sessions. Jeff is just, he's a nice guy, but he needs, you know, what's the best way I could put this? Oh, yeah. Go away, Jeff. Nobody likes you. So, anyway. She tried to explain that we are enforcing the laws, which means we arrest those who cross illegally. This means that if the illegals have children with them, the arrest logically separates the children from the illegals who are arrested. This happens every day in every courtroom in the USA when a person is convicted and sent to prison, like I talked about earlier today. It results in separation of the parent from the child. For example, Paul Manafort is separated from his family, even though he has not been convicted. He just had his bail revoked. Now, Cuomo ranted the usual Dem media talking points about the terrible, inhumane Trump. And Ms. Conway calmly explained how the law passed by Congress operates. It's not that complicated. If you violate the law, then arrest and prosecution follow. She asked Cuomo what the Dem media proposal is, to which he had no answer. Finally, in a fit, Cuomo said, "Why don't you round up the jaywalkers? They make my life worse than illegal aliens." There you have it. Cuomo believes that jaywalkers are a bigger threat than illegal aliens. So, the stupidest here, Christopher Fredo Cuomo. Congratulations. In London, as we move on, in London, gun control hasn't done much to stop London's phenomenal murder rate, given that the criminals are frequently stabbing their victims as a result. And London, as well as the adjacent rest of the UK, has lots and lots, oh so much, gun control. So instead of drawing the obvious cultural conclusion that murder is something that lurks in the hearts of depraved people, sort, you know, apart from their access to guns and often is fueled by a credible non-fear of punishment, check, sounds like here, UK officials have doubled down on gun control and gone at one better with knife control. This includes a new measure just to recently force knife makers to dull their blades in a bid to head off more murders. A judge in a case wants rounded knives, just like children's scissors, to ensure that anyone running with one doesn't put his or her eye out. And that should do wonders for London's swinging culinary scene, penalizing its chef with child-style cutting instruments. And it won't work for the knife control cause either. This actually is London's second round of knife control. The first was just pure knife control targeting the carrying of a knife in London a couple of months ago, bruited around by London's leftist mayor, Sadiq Khan. Didn't work. So now they're going for child-style blades for everyone, changing the face of knives. And as if London's richly abundant assaulters, burglars, and murderers won't change tactics on that front, too. This shows you how unfit the left is to legislate social engineering measures to enact change. They don't get the problems of human nature and how to address them. But here's something to consider, because if it's the guns, surely this must be a glitch. We're very unique in a lot of ways, and most of those are a big part of what makes us a great country, especially when it comes to the Second Amendment. Here we're free to buy firearms and use them without begging for permission from the government in most states. We're citizens, after all, not subjects, and we shouldn't have to answer to anyone so long as we do nothing to harm our fellow man. Recently, the UN, the United Nations, found that the United States accounts for more than 40% of the civilian-owned weapons worldwide. I'm surprised it's not higher. Coming from the UN, a new report finds civilians in the United States own more guns than those in any other country, holding nearly 40% of the estimated 857 million guns in private hands. We got more than that. We're closer to 660 million peoples. So that tells you right there how much that's working out. So probably there's close to a billion guns in private hands, just to offset what they're saying. In a report released Monday, the Geneva-based small arms survey say Americans own 393 million firearms, more than the combined total owned in the survey's other top 25 countries. That's good stuff. The report comprises data collected during the past decade. By comparison, India and China, which each have populations of about 1.3 billion people, came in second and third place, respectively, with 71 million and 49.7 million civilian-owned guns. Aaron Karp, the study author, said ordinary American people buy approximately 14 million new and imported guns each year. Now, this was probably presented as something we should be going, oh, I'm sorry. I'm just, you know, you got your stuff wrong. The percentage is higher. Fact is, not only do we dwarf India and China, but we also have better firearms. We're not relegated to guns that the government considers safe for the most part. While full auto is out of reach for most of us and something I'd like to see that change, truth be told, we still have the means to mount a valiant defense of this nation. That's even without the military. Let's also keep in mind that with 397 million guns and a population of just over 325 million, we have enough guns in private hands right now to arm every man, woman, child, and infant in the country, and you're deluded if you don't think that is something any potential invader would have to think about. That's also something that any potential American tyrant would have to think about. We've got more than enough firearms to make life exceedingly difficult for a potential dictator. And many gun rights activists feel that that's one of the things that kept Obama in check during his 8 years in office. And I don't know if that's true, but I sort of like the idea. And if you are in America today and you're not a part of those numbers, I say join us. Come into the water. It's fine. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I think my pops wanted to talk to all the wisdom he shared.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.